Honey child, whither are you going? Would you cast your jewels to the breezes blowing? Honey child, whither are you going? Would you cast your jewels all to the breezes blowing? Would you leave the mother who on the golden grain has fed you? Would you grieve the lover who is riding forth to wed you? Mother mine, to the wild forest I am going, whereupon the champa boughs, the champa buds are blowing, to the coil haunted river isle, where lotus lilies glisten, the voices of the fairy folk are calling me, oh listen. Honey child, the world is full of pleasure, of bridal songs and cradle songs and sandal scented leisure. Your bridal robes are in the loom, silver and saffron glowing. Your bridal cakes are on the hearth. Oh, whither are you going? The bridal songs and cradle songs have cadences of sorrow. The laughter of the sun today, the wind of death tomorrow. Far sweeter sound the forest notes where forest streams are falling. Oh, mother mine, I cannot stay. The fairy folk are calling. This is a beautiful village song by Sarojini Naidu. A mother is stopping her daughter. The daughter says, I have to go. River is calling me. The forest is calling me. The cuckoo bird is calling me. The nature is calling me. The mother says, stop. Where are you going? What do you want? Why do you want to go? The mother represents tradition. The mother represents worldly life. She says, see, your bridal clothes are ready. I have fed you on golden grain. Your groom is about to come to wed you. Wait, where are you going? Your clothes are ready. Wait, where are you going? The mother says, see, the world is so much full of happiness, comfort, relationships, worldly life, worldly pleasures. But the daughter says, no, I cannot stop. She says, I feel there are. The bridal songs and cradle songs have cadences of sorrow. I don't feel any sort of happiness in this world. The laughter of the sun today, the wind of death tomorrow. Everything is so transitory here. The job, the career, the rush, the position, the expectations of the society, the worldly life, the noise, the hustle and bustle. The silence is calling me. Solitude is invoking me. I have heard the herald. I cannot stop. Far sweeter sound the forest notes, where forest streams are falling. Oh, mother mine, I cannot stay. The fairy folk are calling. Fairies are calling me. This is the child's perspective. While mother says, honey child, the world is full of pleasure, of bridal songs and cradle songs and sandal scented leisure. Your bridal ropes are in the loom, silver and saffron, glowing. Your bridal cakes are on the hearth. Oh, whither are you going? The forest. To the wild forest I am going. Whereupon the champa bows, the champa buds are blowing. To the koel, haunted river isle. The koel bird. The cuckoo bird. Where lotus lilies glisten. The voices of the fairy folk are calling me. Oh, listen. Mother keeps on saying, honey child, whither are you going? Would you cast your jewels to the breezes blowing? Would you leave the mother who on the golden grain has fed you? Would you grieve the lover who is riding forth to wed you? The soul has received the inner calling. The youth who is jobless is looked down by the society. Everybody taunts him, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well educated, but what is your job? Where are you from? And the youth has no answer. He is searching the meaning of life. He cannot fulfill the expectations of the society. The expectations of the society is the quicksand, daldal, quagmire. And the whole life is spent in fulfilling the expectations of the society. And yet, society is insatiable. One who has received the inner calling. The daughter is not ready to wait. The mother keeps on telling her, stop, stop, stop. Tell me, where are you going? Daughter says, I have heard the voice. The cuckoo bird is calling me, the forest is calling me, the river is calling me. The silence is calling me. The inner calling she has received. This is called as divine call. And when a soul receives the divine call, it doesn't stop. The worldly life appears inferno. The worldly life appears purgatory. A cottage of sorrow. There is death everywhere. There is but expectations and their false fulfillment. Only a chosen few can take this life. Spiritual life is not for the whole. It is not for the crowd. Only few. Chosen ones, and walk this path. Because there are challenges. It is an untrodden path. It is a jump into the unknown. You do not know what's going to happen. The traditional path the whole world walks in. Whole world follows that traditional path. The crowd, the mob. Spiritual path is solo journey. Spiritual path is singular route. It is the flight of the alone to the alone. It is the journey within. Today we will see 5 new hacks. The first is self-discipline. To create a new discipline in life. We do not follow the moods, we follow discipline. It's an austere life. To wake up in the morning for Amrit Vela. To churn knowledge. To do regular meditation. These become the disciplines of life. Our mind says, our mood says, no, don't do this today. Enough is enough. Let me sleep today. Discipline is the revolution against the whimsical mind. It doesn't follow the dictates of the moody mind. It revolts against the moods. It's the life of tapasya. It's the life of anushasan. And the more you make yourself disciplined, the willpower strengthens. The mind becomes strong. So when you decide something, just do it. Your commitment should be 100%. Unfailing, unflinching. The second is consistency. It is not you do it one day and you give up the other. It is spirituality is not a fad. Spirituality is not a fashion to be tried one day and abandoned and given up the other day. It is a life of consistency. How to create consistency? You can create a beautiful activity. If you want to make something your habit, draw 21 circles like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like this, 21 circles. And once you finish that day, color that circle. Day 1, day 2. Once you finish doing on the day 2, finish that circle. This can go for anything. For example, the practice of Brahmacharya. 21 days oath. Or 21 days running. Or 21 days exercise. Draw 21 small circles. Once you finish that, color it. Suppose you miss, then that will remain uncolored. Later on, you can add one more circle. So this is the consistency practice. Consistency means doing particular thing consistently. Consistency will make the practice permanent. Small attempts. It's a beautiful flow activity, a chant. You can use it for anything. If you're learning a new language, draw this 21 circles and every day color. You did 1 hour practice, done. If you are learning a new skill, 21 day circles, 21 circles. If you are mastering Amrit Vela, fixed time, 21 day circles. If you are practicing Adhishthan, sitting still for 1 hour without movement, 21 day circles. Like this. This is called consistency chain. Once you do it, you color it. These are uncolored. So you can create this consistency chain. For anything. Without consistency, there is no success. For anything. For example, emotional stability. For example, emotional intelligence. Situations are difficult, changing. I remain stable. If you remain stable for 1 day, color it. Then next day, you are stable, then color it. So when you see this beautiful consistency chain, all colored after 21 days, your confidence will increase. So second is spiritual consistency. Whether it is jnana or yoga or dharana or seva, anything. Use 21 day, 21 circles and color them. It's a deep internal practice. It is not to go and show others. It is not for exhibition. All sadhanas should remain incognito. Spiritual life is an incognito life. You do not prove anything. The truth becomes evident one day. The third is situation detachment skills. Situations are changing. But the problem is I get involved. I get drowned. That situation marinates me. And I am lost. How can I detach myself from all the situations of life? It is possible only if I think of it. I am an actor. This is a scene. You can create a small card and keep in your pocket. In between, take it out and read. This is just a scene. I am actor. I am different. Something very near to that is to name the emotions. If an emotion arises, for example, somebody shouts and I feel angry. Now this emotion and me, the distance reduces and I become one with that emotion. How do I keep myself distant from this emotion? Away from this emotion. So this detachment from the emotion happens when you name it. It's a simple technique. For example, I feel irritated. So when I name it, I feel irritated. The mind becomes little more clear. I feel angry. Mind becomes clear. Naming the situations, whether it is irritation, whether it is jealousy, I feel depressed. I feel low. I feel happy, I feel joyous. Name all the emotions. And then, by naming, you create a distance between that emotion and you. This leads to emotional intelligence. You don't get drowned in the ocean of your emotions, because emotions are overwhelming. Emotions are like floods, the overflowing river. They drown you. Any emotion, some old memories, old hurts, past traumas. The last is energy protection practice. We have a tendency to absorb others' negativity. And that sucks. And that drains our energy. I create an energy shield around me. I move in this marketplace of the world unhurt, unscathed. And this armor, this shield, energy shield, is impregnable. Nothing can penetrate it. It is absolutely impenetrable. The inner orb is pregnant with divine protection and vibes. So these are the five tricks today. The first, create self-discipline. Some set of hard dharanas and follow them. Some set of practices. You know, in gym, there is something called a superset. Only advanced gym goer do that. It is not for the amateur or beginners. Superset. This, and this, 10 times, 10 times, 10 times, without getting tired. All those advanced gym goers, they do supersets. So, in the similar manner, create certain discipline and then follow it. Discipline shapes the destiny. Without disciplines, life will become wayward, lost, whimsical, uncontrolled, like an uncontrolled horse running amok. The second is spiritual consistency. If you do something, just do it for one day, and now do it for second day, and now do it for third day. Every passing day, every small victory will build up the confidence. By the end of third day, if you do that, if for example you want to follow a particular diet, we see that people, they struggle with their diet the whole life. It's very difficult. They just give up. If you can master your diet, you master everything. If you remain consistent, once you decide that I don't want any oil in my diet, practice it for 3 days and then see the miracle. Another example, you practice with salt, zero salt, and then see, by the end of third day, you start detesting the very appearance, the presence of salt around you. For example, grains. For example, all the heavy meals, mixed meals, all the spices, all the condiments, you start do not like them. So this is all about consistency, whether diet, whether exercise, Amrit Vela, meditation, Murli churning, Karma Yoga, writing, memory training, anything, relationships. Consistency. There is so much inconsistency in relationship. They love each other and the next day they start hating. Third, that they are irritated with each other. Fourth, that they are over caring and over pampering. Then there are stability. Then there is an overreaction. There is so much disturbance between two persons. They are not stable. There is a constant battle. The peace is lacking. They are in pieces. To bring stability in emotion, relationships, consistency. Once you decide something, stay consistent. If you decide for emotional distancing, psychological distancing, stay away for some time, 6 months. And then can begin anew. Next is situation detachment. Situation should not drown me. I should remain detached. And that's why Amritvela, that's what Amritvela is for. Meditation is for, spiritual groups for, writing, nature, poetries, all these things. They inspire you. Name the emotions. The emotions arise, name it. Just diagnose it. You should diagnose it. This is jealousy. This is attachment. This is anger. This is lust. This is guilt. This is repentance. This is ego. Once I diagnose it, once I label emotions, their hold becomes loose. Then energy protection practice. I have to protect my energy. I have to create a shield. I visualize that I have an energy shield. And I do not absorb others' negativity. Otherwise, the negativity enters my mind. Because the world is negative. World is full of all the negative vibes, stress and tension. And I have to walk in this world, through this world, unhurt. Undisturbed. So these are 5 hacks for today. Om Shanti. Har andhkar ka deepak Shiv Malava Har chetana mein vyapak Shiv Malava Har bandhan se mukti Shiv Malava Har Krishna ki tripti Shiv Malava Har pinjre ka aakar Shiv Malava शिव मनाभ हर परीक्षा का साहस शिव मनाभ हर पल का सुहास शिव मनाभ हर घाव का मरहम शिव मनाभ हर दोष पर रहम शिव मनाभ हर मोह का विराग शिव मनाभ हर तप की आग शिव मनाभ हर बंधन से मुक्ति शिव मनाभ हर संकल्प की शक्ति शिव मनाभ हर भय का ताबीज शिव मनाभ हर जय का बीज हर हृदय का आश्रय शिव मनाभ हर कदम में निश्चय शिव मनाभ हर आंसू की मुस्कान शिव मनाभ हर दिल का गान शिव मनाभ हर अभाव की संपन्नता शिव मनाभ हर संघर्ष की सहजता हर पीड़ा की राहत शिव मनाभ हर ऊर्जा की आहट शिव
थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मना भव, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह कहा, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मना भव, शिव मना भव।